With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Student loan borrowers who are in default will soon have their wages garnished. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The shopping rush leading up to Christmas is over, and it's in its place. Like every year, another has begun as millions of people hunt for post-holiday deals and get in line to return gifts that didn't fit or didn't hit quite right.
Holiday spending using cash or cards through Sunday has topped last year's haul, according to data released this week by Visa's Consulting and Analytics Division and MasterCard Spending Pulse. But growing unease over the U.S. economy and higher prices have altered the behavior of some Americans. More are hitting thrift stores and other discounters in place of malls, according to data from Placer.ai. The firm tracks people's movements based on cell phone usage. And they're sticking more closely to shopping lists and doing more research before buying. I'm Bernie Bennett.
The New York City transit system is retiring the Metro card after more than 30 years. The gold and blue swipeable card was introduced in 1994 to replace the subway token, which has been used for half a century. The latest sales, last sales and refills on the Metro cards will be December 31st, though existing cards will still work for some time into 2026. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority is fully transitioning to Omni. This is SRN News. A Texas judge wants the Supreme Court to reconsider gay marriage. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Waco Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley doesn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies and is asking the High Court to reverse its 2015 ruling, legalizing the practice nationwide. The lawsuit argues that, quote, officiating a wedding ceremony is speech, and the state is preventing Judge Hensley from engaging in this speech unless she agrees to perform homosexual marriages in violation of her Christian faith. Hensley and others say the states should decide on gay marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pro-life group is planning to spend big on the midterm elections in 2026. A lot will be at stake in the next fall's vote, including control of Congress and SBA. Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who will protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life. This is SRN News. Don't look now, but the times are changing and part of America is dying.
Ask the average teenager today if he or she reads the daily newspaper, you're likely to get a deer-in-the-headlight look. The rapid disappearance of the newspaper is altering our daily lives. It is joining the payphone, cassette tape, answering machine, bank checks that many Americans grew up with. Now, iPhones are okay, but let's see how far that fancy phone goes for you when you're trying to line your parakeet cage or when you're trying to housebreak your puppy. And good luck using that iPhone to swat that pesky fly in your kitchen. Jason Walker reporting.
California has dropped a lawsuit officials filed against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. More details at srnnews.com.